Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.
Today is Tuesday, June 18th. What to know today about rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran and the official launch of President Trump's re-election campaign. Plus, Taylor Swift gets political. Your eyes as remote controls and Hunger Games returns. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is officially kicking off his 2020 re-election campaign tonight with a rally in Orlando, Florida. But already, The Hill reports his supporters are standing in line to get in. In fact, some even started camping out 2 days before the event. The president says he's expecting a record crowd tonight and says his team got 100,000 ticket requests, even though the arena holds 20,000 people. But there will also be protesters. The Orlando Sentinel says several groups are planning to hold rallies outside the venue, including a group of undocumented immigrants who say they used to work for him. One group even requested to bring a baby Trump balloon. Fox News reports the president will be back in Orlando for the first time since he was elected. Florida played a big role in helping him win in 2016. By the way, we may hear more tonight about a plan for mass arrests of undocumented immigrants. President Trump tweeted last night that starting next week, there will be arrests of, quote, millions of illegal aliens. But the Washington Post says deporting millions is likely not possible. There isn't the staff or budget to make that happen. And usually, there's no warning in advance. Either way, supporters say mass arrests will help send a message. But critics worry it could separate more families, including children. Two big things happening as tensions rise between the U.S. and Iran. The latest? The Trump administration ordered 1,000 new troops to the Middle East. The Pentagon says the extra troops are meant for surveillance and intelligence gathering. But the deployment comes after a new threat. Iran says it might break a key part of the 2015 nuclear agreement. By the end of next week, Iran says it will have more uranium than it's supposed to under that deal. If that happens, the New York Times reports the country will be closer to building a nuclear weapon and could have one in about a year's time. Remember, President Trump left the nuclear deal with Iran last year and put sanctions back on the country, sending its economy into a recession. President Trump said the agreement was not tough enough on Iran when he walked away. But other world powers like Europe have tried to save the deal. Now the Wall Street Journal calls Iran's new threat an ultimatum to Europe. Help it curb those tough U.S. sanctions, or the process to build a nuclear weapon is back on. So far, Europe's response is to urge restraint on all sides. But the U.S. is calling for even more international pressure on Iran, and recent attacks on oil tankers have not helped. The U.S. blames Iran for those. Iran says it wasn't involved. Much more to come on this one. The U.K. does not want to see any gender stereotypes in advertisements. That means ads that show things like women who can't park cars or men who can't change diapers won't be allowed. Also banned in ads, certain messages about body image, like super skinny models in bikinis. UK officials say it all contributes to inequality and could limit people's potential over time. But critics wonder, how will this be enforced? They say it might be hard to draw the line between what's a gender stereotype and what could be considered a representation of real life. Although there are similar rules in other countries like France and South Africa. The Washington Post reports the guidelines were approved in December, but take effect now. Pop superstar Taylor Swift is getting more political than ever. She debuted her newest music video yesterday, and it tells her fans to sign a petition on change.org, urging the Senate to pass the Equality Act. That would mean a national ban on discrimination based on sexual orientation. The new music video for her song You Need to Calm Down also highlights LGBTQ rights and marriage and features lots of celebrity cameos. In the past, Swift has stayed quiet about all political issues, but that started to change last year. Side note, the video also shows her and singer Katy Perry hugging, a sign that the singer's past feud has ended. All part of the song's theme for people to let go of negativity. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, a quick break to tell you about today's sponsor, Ancestry. If you've ever wondered where your family came from or want to feel more connected with your past, then Ancestry is for you. You can discover more about your family history by combining the Ancestry DNA test with billions of historical family records. Ancestry's unique features and record collections can give a more complete picture of people from your past, like the events that shaped them, how they made a living, and even how long they attended school. I learned so many new things about my family's history, and I confirmed stories I've heard with actual documents. From the travel records of family members coming to the U.S., to old pictures, to newspaper and audio clippings, Ancestry found it all, sharing details and actual proof about my family history, helping me feel that much more connected to my past. And it's so easy to get started. Go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Autonomous planes could be in the near future. Maybe. The AP says Airbus already has the technology to fly planes without pilots at all, and for planes flown by just one pilot. Now the question is, when will regulators and travelers be on board with the idea? The chief salesman for Airbus made the announcement during the Paris Air Show. Airline safety is a big focus for flyers right now, so even if the technology exists, it could still be a while before self-flying planes are actually a reality. Meanwhile, Airbus is also working on electric planes, saying battery-operated jumbo jets could be coming in the year 2035. Well, soon, self-driving cars may be delivering your Domino's pizza. The Verge says the chain is partnering with a robotic company to deliver pizzas starting in Houston, Texas later this year. When ordering Domino's online, people will get the option to pick autonomous delivery. Engadget says if they do, they'll get a pin to unlock a compartment on the car to grab their meals. Domino's hopes this will help their locations deal with a rush of orders and deliver pizza on time. If all goes well in Houston, the self-driving delivery may come to other cities. Comcast customers can now control their TVs with their eyes. The Verge reports the Xfinity X1 Eye Control will let customers change channels, set DVR recordings, and navigate through other menus using only their eyes. Comcast says this will be extremely helpful for the millions of people with physical disabilities who are watching TV. USA Today says the feature is free and can be used with whatever eye gaze hardware or software a customer is using. To use it, customers have to pair a web-based remote with their cable box, then just gaze at a button to send a command to the TV. People who have used the feature say it's a liberating feeling to use the remote independently. Apple TV will let you stream two shows at once. TechCrunch says the company will roll out picture-in-picture mode. One show will take up almost the entire TV screen. The other will play in a smaller window in the bottom right of the screen. But there are some conditions. TechCrunch says picture-in-picture will only be available for content provided by Apple TV. So that includes content purchased through iTunes and movies streamed on Apple's upcoming subscription service. Testing is expected to start as soon as next month. Attention Hunger Games fans, a new book and a movie are coming out. Hunger Games author Suzanne Collins says she's writing a prequel. CNET reports it's set 64 years before the beginning of the first book in the series, meaning it won't be about Katniss Everdeen, the main character of the Hunger Games series. So far, the book does not have a title yet, but it's set to come out next May. A movie is also in the works. Variety reports Lionsgate is working on it. It's in the early stages and does not have a cast just yet. Stay tuned. And that's it for today. You are ready to go. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.